This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Faith Family Charter Academy has more than 2,000 students in its Oak Cliff campus. The state wants to revoke its charter. Faith Family could be the biggest charter operation in North Texas to close if it can't win its appeal. The three strikes rule enacted 2 years ago in what's known as Senate Bill 2 is pretty straightforward, according to Dieta Culbertson, spokeswoman with the Texas Education Agency.
Anytime a charter school has 3 years of poor academic ratings or 3 years of poor financial accountability ratings or a combination thereof, the commissioner has to revoke the charter.
Faith Family School officials sent notes home and posted the ratings online as required by law. But at a school program just before the holidays, with hundreds of kids and parents in the gym, Stella Oziri knew nothing about the threatened charter.
It's news to me, but then I think shutting down the school will be a big minus to a whole lot of parents and kids. But I think something needs to be done quickly.
Oziri, with her five-year-old here, wasn't the only parent in the dark. She likes Faith Family and says her daughter's doing well and the school is good. But that doesn't mean it is. Remember Prime Prep? Senate Bill 2 was the legislature's attempt to add teeth to charter rules.
The way Senate Bill 2 came into be and then it being retroactive, I was in shock.
Molly Purcell's been superintendent at Faith Family for 3 years. She says the charter fixed its financial problems long ago, but state statistics are always 2 years behind, so the years of good marks don't count. And those consecutive bad academic years? She says almost all of her students are at-risk kids, and every one of them qualifies for free or reduced-price lunch.
You're talking about almost 100% English language learners, and if they're not learning English instead of Spanish, their home situation and their poverty situation is so much to the fact that they are probably 500 vocabulary words behind of where they need to be.
Purcell says before Senate Bill 2, these kids got testing and ratings breaks from the state. No more. She fears this argument that the state law isn't fair will not convince the TEA. So Faith Family Academy, with operations in Waxahachie and Oak Cliff, will try Plan B.
Because we have two charter schools, what we are asking the commissioner to do is that we are asking him to allow us to expand the Waxahachie charter and use the facilities and the property at Oak Cliff to serve the students under the Waxahachie charter.
That means Faith Family would give up its Oak Cliff charter. Purcell says the Waxahachie charter meets state standards and would just be doing what at least one other charter school in Texas has been allowed to do. It may be a long shot, though. Almost every charter school that's appealed a state revocation has failed. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.